Yeah, hi, Neville here. It's Wednesday, June the 24th, 2009. So have you heard of the word femtocell? That is a new word to me. I'd not heard of it until I read this story on eWeek Europe a short while ago about something Vodafone is doing. It's interesting me because mobile is in my mind a bit these days for a variety of reasons. Vodafone is the mobile operator that is the company with whom I have my primary service agreement on my Nokia phone. And they're introducing something, according to this eWeek story, that I think, wow, this is interesting, which is, as eWeek describes it, in a quite a technical article, a 3G femtocell that the story says is designed to boost signals indoors. This is a home, small business type device, and as I understand it, in fact, it's not hard to grasp what it is. A device that looks a bit like a router that you place in your home, connect it to your internet service, and then it provides signals from within your building that enables your cellular phone to find a signal in houses or buildings that typically you have to wander around to find the right spot. And I'm actually thinking in particular of a place I was at last week up in Oxfordshire, where the building, and indeed I think it was the area, not a single cellular signal would penetrate. It really was bad. So what you do in that situation is hook up the femtocell to your cabled internet connection, and voila, you've then got cellular signaling in the house. Now, I have no idea myself technically how it works, and that does interest me, I must admit, but at the moment there's this. But the interesting thing too, and this is, I guess, part of my real interest about this, is you've got something here that when I looked up femtocell, I thought, what the hell is that exactly? So I go to Wikipedia, as one does, and there's a huge entry on Wikipedia that's prefaced by this text. This article may be confusing or unclear to readers. I actually didn't find it confusing or unclear. The first couple of paragraphs, I thought, I understand what this is. And then I can then see the appeal of it more. In which case, the trick, potentially, amongst many, no doubt, but the one that strikes me from Vodafone's perspective when they launched this, when it's on the market at the beginning of July, is converting, or rather clearly explaining, something that is quite complex in very simple terms that people can understand. And that's, in fact, a point made in the eWeek story. I'm trying to look who the writer is. It's not Byline. Oh, yeah, Peter Judge. Quite a well-written story, but he makes a very, very good point that, quoting Paul Callahan, the Vice President of Business Development at the maker, Airvana, he says, the most telling thing is that the announcement was made by a marketing head. You can have a huge disconnect between the technology dreamers and the marketing guys who have to sell the device. It seems Vodafone is going to run with this. That's interesting. Looking at this with quite some interest as to see how Vodafone handles this. There's a link in the eWeek story to Vodafone's Access Gateway, as this thing is known. If you click on that link, it's interesting, you get just a simple page with Vodafone logo that says, coming soon, please call, and then there's an 0845 number for support and information. That's it, nothing else on that page. So there's a holding page, obviously. But interesting, this femtocell device looks to be all to do with voice. There's nothing in there in Peter Judge's piece. He actually references, it doesn't seem to be anything related to data. But I would have thought, if you're in a place where you've got internet access, but you've got cellular issues, that's probably going to be more important. So, for instance, you know, in this place I mentioned up in Oxfordshire, we got cell phone, but we're already plugged into the network on the computers as well, so no issue there. Interesting. Now, if you don't have internet, well, you couldn't use this anyway, so I could see this being a huge appeal. I'd certainly be interested in it. And imagine if it were portable, then you're looking at something interesting. If you could carry it around, you plug it in anywhere, I guess you could. Look forward to knowing more about this. I think this is very, very interesting indeed. So, nice move by Vodafone.